This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the Biden administration rapidly completes a U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan, members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State met to plot future steps against the extremist group. Monday's meeting came just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the 83-member coalition. Participants were to take stock of their current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of the Islamic State group, whose remnants still pose a threat in Iraq and Syria, and has shown signs of surging in parts of Africa. U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket attack Monday with no reported casualties. This is a day after U.S. Air Force planes carried out airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border against what the Pentagon said were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups to support drone strikes inside Iraq. Iraq's military condemned the U.S. airstrikes, and the militia groups called for revenge against the United States. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks. In addition, it was the second time the administration has taken military action in that region since U.S. President Joe Biden took over earlier in the year. And again, U.S. troops in eastern Syria were fired upon in a rocket attack on Monday. There were no reported casualties. It came a day after U.S. Air Force planes carried out airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border. This is VOA.